Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Rick. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Of course, all of your answers are confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30311.
Thank you so much. And following up. I'm sorry?
I'm talking to somebody else.
Oh, I apologize. Thank you so much for the information. What is the year of your birth?
1956.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
JD.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Juris Doctorate, JD.
Oh, thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your race?
African American.
Thank you so much.
And who are you doing this for?
Did you?
Who are you doing this for? Who are you?
Oh, well, we are an independent research company in Miami, Florida. If needed, medical research.
But you have to be doing it for a reason.
Well, we are actually conducting an opinion survey, about some your attitudes and opinions about issues in Atlanta.
You told me that about.
Exactly, but we are not really told who is this for, so that way we don't influence your opinions. We are just a company that performs this type of service. Hello?
How long is this going to last?
Well, it's not going to take that long. And again, I really appreciate your time and your answers. Your opinions are very important.
Okay, what else,
sir? Yes, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta?
Yes, I am.
Or like
yes,
many people,
yes,
are you not?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. I will, below is a list of issues. I will ask you to select three that are most important to you. First, inflation and cost of living, abortion access, education, immigration, crime, climate change and the environment, traffic, racism and discrimination, public transportation, or jobs and the economy.
Abortion, climate change, racism.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? First, the city of Atlanta.
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
And that will be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The Atlanta region.
The what?
The Atlanta region.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. And how about Georgia?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, will that be very or somewhat?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Next, now we'd like to you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're you feel very warm or favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold or neutral. And 0 means that you are very cold or unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people, you can also tell us as well. Electric scooters from 1 to 10, from 0 to 10,
six.
I'm sorry.
Six.
Self-driving cars.
5.
The Atlanta City Council.
5.
Governor Brian Kemp.
1.
Marta Trains.
6.
Mayor Andrew Dickens.
7.
Marta Bassas.
I don't know anything about them.
Artificial intelligent companies.
1.
Thank you. Uber and Lyft.
7.
The Atlanta Police Department.
3.
And the Atlanta Beltline.
6.
Thank you. And moving on. And again, I thank you so much for your time. Next, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Fair.
I'm sorry, you said fair?
Fair.
Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
4 or 5 times.
Based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Will that vary or somewhat positive?
I'm sorry?
A vary or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Urban.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I will type your answer.
Urban. U-R-B-A-N. Urban.
Thank you so much. Here are a few statements, okay? After each one, please also use a scale from 0 to 10. And again, 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you are neither agree nor disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. Remember, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. First, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
So, I very strongly agree.
Okay, will that be from 0 to 10? 10 is a strongly agree. That's the top.
9.
Thank you. Next. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
7.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta buses.
1.
Next, public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
The what?
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
1.
Okay. Next, I feel safe riding MARTA.
8.
Thank you. The quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse.
The quality of the what?
The quality of Atlanta's roads. It's getting worse.
5.
Next, I trust MARTA to finish the projects they're working on. Thank you. Which of the following statements do you agree the most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roads. Or the statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars.
What was the first one?
The first one was, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will
that
take
one,
more
that
cars.
One, that one, that one, that one.
Okay, will do strongly or somewhat agree with that one?
Strongly, not nine.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders may consider when trying to address Atlanta's area's traffic problems. After each one, remember, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel, okay? Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
The streetcar system?
Yes, the streetcar system.
4.
Okay. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
6.
Okay. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic related deaths.
7.
Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
10.
Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
8.
Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
8.
Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
8.
Adding more security to MARTA stops.
6.
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
Adding what?
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
4.
And incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
Adding what close to public transit?
It's incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
7.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answers. Next week, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail?
Not at all familiar with it.
Thank you. And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Five.
No, do you support or do not support? Do you support or oppose?
I don't have an opinion either way.
Okay. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. So based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I neither agree nor disagree. I understand.
Okay, now we'll like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement again, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is very convenience in the statement about the deadline. 5 means that you feel that is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that is not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay. First, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rate of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem would only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone.
What am I supposed to do with that statement?
You can tell me from 0 to 10. Remember, 0 may be not at all convincing, 5 neither convincing nor unconvincing,
five,
and 10 very
five,
convincing.
5.
Okay. And next, Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with pollution freeways, which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come.
5.
Okay. Next, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that link the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
5. You're presuming that I know and care about this thing, so it's everything's going to be 5. I mean, 5.
Oh, I understand. Thank you so much for that. We're almost done, okay? And again, I thank you so much for your time. Once again,
this is taking 17 minutes. You didn't say that.
Well, I really appreciate the time. And again, we're almost done. Once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation until the deadline?
I'm neutral. Neither support nor not support. I'm neutral.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Now, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement again from scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means that it's very concerning, a statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel that it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning, a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? First, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourism instead. The train's top speed is 25 miles per hour and will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans from another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
10.
Thank you. Next, the Beltline Trail will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they are never turned down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need.
10.
The Beltline Trail is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it never finished. Let's look for the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars, then can use AI to move people around more effectively.
4.
I'm sorry, what 4. Did you say?
4.
Okay.
4.
Thank you. And one last time, based on what you know, do you support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I'm neutral. Neither agree nor disagree. 5. I'm a 5 there.
Understood. The last few questions are for the statistical purpose only, okay? How long have you lived in Atlanta?
2 years.
Which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, housemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
I'm retired.
Thank you. And last year, that will be 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes?
I have no idea.
You can give me an estimate.
$200,000.
Okay, thank you. And well, that will conclude our survey. I thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, all right, thank you. Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.